Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew as he's on vacation. John Hutchison will be here tomorrow, filling in, and then Andrew will be back on Monday. It's 46 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 61 today. Nice and warm today and tomorrow, and then Saturday, 66, chance of rain, and then Sunday, things get bad. Lows in the 20s, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, with Tuesday having a chance of wintry mix, so blah. That's kind of yucky. I've got an update for you on the Marco Rubio and Pam Bondi confirmation hearings for you that we'll be covering in a little bit. But right now, joining us on our News Radio 923 hotline is Lisa Newell. She's the editor for Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 923.
Good morning, Bobby. Well, I do have a big story for all the people who care about Tiger Point Park. Where their kids or they may personally go and play ball, and they're looking forward to having a great season starting just in a couple of weeks. Well, someone, and they have identified a blue Chevy 1500 that has entered the park and done donuts and caused so much damage that they're going to end up having to either move the kids around on the field or do some kind of repair, emergency repair, because they just come up there and destroyed those ball fields. And so they are looking for someone who did that, and it was on Wednesday, January the 8th, between 12:53 a.m. and 1:03 a.m. So 10 minutes worth of joyriding did all this damage. Really sad for, you know, the city of the community, because they've worked so hard. A lot of volunteers go out there, spend their time. They spend their own money to sod those fields and make sure that they're in good shape. And now someone comes along and in 10 minutes undoes all their hard work. So if you know of anyone who fits that description, who drives that kind of a vehicle, please make sure that they're held accountable for this. And we don't want to see a repeat of it, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. What else do we have in the news this week?
Well, they had the legislative delegation meeting where we had the local elected officials came and talked about what's going on. A lot of people show up usually to talk about what they would like to see legislators bring to the table, and introduce bills. Unfortunately, Senator Gates has told everyone, don't expect much, because we're going to have a big budget deficit of $6.7 billion. So we're going to have to tighten our belts. There's not going to be a whole lot that we can get to you in discretionary funding. So that's kind of a downer. But and also the other thing was that there was very sparsely attended. Very few people showed up. So. I don't know whether they just didn't know about it, or they did not know, or they just don't care. Which is not good. But
what's this exciting news about the graduation rates in Santa Rosa?
Santa Rosa School District has improved about 0.5% in their graduation rates, but that's still a big improvement, because so many other schools are seeing either flat or they're seeing declines in their graduation rates. So Santa Rosa County has done a great job with that. And so hats off to all the teachers, the volunteers, the staff members who make that possible. You know, school is so different than it was when I was in school. It's a very different situation, and you really have to keep those kids understanding why it's important to graduate and get that diploma. So, good news for that.
No, I think, I thought that was really good news when I saw that on there. I was actually going to talk about this a little bit earlier in the show, so I'm glad you guys have it covered in there, the Navarre Beach Restoration Project. Tell us about this.
They're actually doing it right now. They're putting more sand on the beach to make it, you know, more resilient. And so that is underway right now, and you're supposed to kind of avoid the area. Hopefully there are some restricted areas that you cannot go into while they're doing this. They started phase two. It's east of 7361 Gulf Boulevard to the Sun Dunes condos at 7979 Gulf Boulevard. So phase one is supposed to enter, and then they're supposed to, you're supposed to be restricted from entering those portions of Navarre Beach while this is going on. Hopefully by the summer, we will have a beautiful beach over there in Santa Rosa County to visit.
Very nice. Lisa, as always, give us an idea of where people can pick up the Gulf Breeze News. How can they get this information?
Gulf Breeze News, yeah, if you want to look at it online, you can go to news.gulfbreezenews.com. We have sports, schools, we have county, cities, we have got human interest, we've got restaurant reviews, entertainment. We're working on our splash issue for February right now. You can go online to pick it up, or you can go to your favorite store and pick it up. It's also available to get a subscription to come to your house for just $69 per year. So it's a great way to stay informed and up to date on what's going on in your community. And you can always visit us, call us at 850-932-8986 as well, and we will help you out in whatever you need.
There you go. Lisa Newell, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3. As always, good catching up with you.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Sounds good. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens. John.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. If you're heading up to Century through Molino, going northbound, Century Boulevard and Pine Barren Road, all northbound lanes are blocked right now. So you definitely want to find an alternate route around that. Also, Sorrento Road and Bauer Road, still dealing with an accident that happened there. They're trying to get off the side of the road, but I'm still seeing backups. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about maybe a 3 to 4 minute delay through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yesterday was the confirmation hearing, or the first day of the confirmation hearings for Marco Rubio as well as Pam Bondi. Today we have we continue on with some other confirmation hearings. We've got, let's see here, I'm gonna get down my Lee Zeldin today. That begins at 9 o'clock. He's the one that was chosen to lead the EPA. He's a former representative from New York, Lee Zeldin. Scott Turner, he's an alumni of the first Trump administration. He served as executive director of the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council. Now he's been chosen to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Scott Bessent, he's a billionaire founder and CEO of a hedge fund, and he's been tapped to lead the Treasury Department, be the Treasury Secretary. And by the way, just a little side note, Scott Bessent, if he is confirmed, which he probably will be, he would be the first openly LGBTQ cabinet member confirmed by the Senate under a Republican president. So just kind of an interesting one right there. Coming up tomorrow, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, will be going on. So yesterday, Marco Rubio, at one point in the Senate confirmation hearing, talked about how the United States has to have a viewpoint, like going forward, of a little bit more independence. Let's go ahead and hear this cut one from Marco Rubio.
If we stay on the road we're on right now, in less than 10 years, virtually everything that matters to us in life will depend on whether China will allow us to have it or not. Everything from the blood pressure medicine we take to what movies we get to watch and everything in between, we will depend on China for it. They have come to dominate the critical mineral industry supplies throughout the world. Everywhere in the world, they've now established critical mineral rights. Even those who want to see more electric cars, no matter where you make them, those batteries are almost entirely dependent on the ability of the Chinese and the willingness of the Chinese Communist Party to produce it and export it to you. So if we don't change course, we are going to live in a world where much of what matters to us on a daily basis, from our security to our health, will be dependent on whether the Chinese allow us to have it or not. That's an unacceptable outcome.
Yeah, I thought that was a fantastic, like, viewpoint, a point that he made. In 10 years, if we don't change what we're doing, then we will be dependent on whether or not the Chinese allow us to have it or not. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, if you were listening to yesterday's show. If COVID taught us anything, it was that we are way too dependent on China for our supply chains. When we were like, hey, you know what? We need some more masks. We need some more gloves. Everybody was like, yeah, that's from China. We're like, oh, well, we need some more microchips. Yeah, that's from China. We need solar panels. Yeah, that's from China. We need everything. Like, we're like, okay, we got to get the supply chain moving here. We got to get things good. Come on. I got to pick it up. And everybody's like, yeah, we're waiting on China. Like, do we make anything in America anymore? Like, it was startling to discover how much we rely on China. And I really thought that was kind of a lesson we would have learned from COVID, is we rely too much on China. We're going to have to start balancing these scales a little bit so that in case there is another pandemic, which there probably will be at some point, when there's another pandemic and everything has to shut down, we don't have to rely 100% on China. We even if we're manufacturing something in some sort of capacity in the United States, we can go, hey, you know what? We're going to go ahead and increase. We're going to throw some money at it in order to increase the production from American-made companies, so we're not reliant. But when you're not even making it at all and there's no source in the United States at all, then it was kind of scary. And unfortunately, over the past 3 years, since COVID's pretty much died down, we haven't done anything as a country to address that aspect. Maybe this new administration will. At least it sounds like the future Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has that there. Now, he did stress that he planned on help implementing Trump's America First vision. But he wanted to reiterate, he's not an isolationist. Quote, placing our core national interests above all else is not isolationism. It is the common sense realization that a foreign policy centered on our national interests is not some outdated relic. The post-war global order is not just obsolete. It's now a weapon being used against us. I thought he did really good in his confirmation here. Pam Bondi, in the meantime, promised to de-weaponize the Department of Justice. She was asked by quite a few individuals, like, will Trump try to use the Department of Justice to go after his opponents? Which I think is laughable. Because I've heard this even from Republicans who aren't really Trump fans, going, Trump's just going to use the Department of Justice, go after all his people. And I'm like, okay, that's what the Obama administration did. When Trump came in, he didn't do that. And then when he left office, the Biden administration weaponized the Department of Justice. And so, yes, I could see people going, oh, man, he's going to retaliate. All right, well, Pam Bondi says, I'm not going to answer hypotheticals, but no one's going has been prejudged or not. No one will be prejudged. She says, you have an incoming, and basically she said that, the whole problem with weaponization that we've seen in the last 4 years and what's been happening to Donald Trump, they targeted him, they went after him. Then she goes on and says, justice will be administered even-handedly throughout this country. We've got to move forward or we're going to lose our country. So she's promising to de-weaponize, Department of Justice. Now, one last little aspect here. Yesterday, when I was going over the confirmation hearings on Pete Hegseth, we discovered one Senator Hirono from Hawaii, who was questioning Pete Hegseth and about invading Greenland. And he gave a very diplomatic answer. And her response was, well, it sounds like to me you're planning on going forward and invading Greenland and Panama Canal. And I said yesterday, holy cow, she is totally gaslighting him. She's gaslighting him as well as anybody else who's like watching that thing. Like, he clearly can't give an answer of will we invade? And it's like, even if we were planning on doing that, I'm not going to give the answer here and let our enemies know we're going to invade you. Which, by the way, the United States doesn't have a history of invading countries. But okay, whatever, Senator Hirono. Today is evidence day two that she's just a gaslighter. She's asking questions of Pam Bondi, and basically Pam Bondi cuts her off at one point. And so we'll talk about that in a second. First, let's get traffic on the fives.
Let's see here. A brand new accident that just happened with a roadblock in Muskegee Road and Jack's Branch Road. There's a roadblock there, so you definitely want to plan around that and add some some extra time in there. But still dealing with the accident that happened at Sorrento Road and Bauer Road. Looks like they've gotten off to the side of the road, so we're not seeing that many delays. I just wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, so Senator Hirono from Hawaii, the Senator Gaslight, that's what we ought to call it, Senator Gaslighter, she was asking questions to Pam Bondi, and you want evidence that she's just there just to gaslight? Here's another example. Here's Pam Bondi responding to her after she's asked her multiple questions.
Senator Hirono, I wish you had met with me. Had you met with me, we could have discussed many things and gotten to know.
I am listening to you now. Could you respond to the question?
Yeah, you were the only one who refused to meet with me, Senator. But what we would have discussed is that it is the job of the Attorney General to
follow the law. I'm very happy to listen to your responses.
Senator.
But you're not listening right now. So there's two things there. Pam Bondi is like, you refused to meet with me. You're the only one who refused to meet with me. And then she goes, but, and then she starts answering the question. And then as she's answering the question, Senator Hirono cuts her off again and just starts talking over her. She is not there for answers. She's not there because she really cares. She's not there because she really wants to understand Pam Bondi's positions on things. She is there to gaslight. And the fact that she refused to meet with Pam Bondi shows it. She's like, I'm not really interested in you answering my questions. I'm interested in gaslighting you and using this as a stage to, you know, blow myself up and just sound like I'm critical of you and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh my gosh. People like this are so bothersome. We got a text here. It says, why does she keep getting reelected? It happens all the time. I don't know what to tell you. People get reelected all the time. It's not. Here's another set. This is the whole reason why vote for blue, no matter who, is a problem. It's not just vote for blue, no matter who. I'm going to look internally here. Okay. There is zero reason why Representative Matt Gaetz should have won re-election this last time. Zero reason. Dude, he was indicted. He had all these investigations. And even though you're innocent until proven guilty, anybody who paid any kind of attention could see there was some guilt there. Like, there was guilt by association. There were some things like this. And you know what? Why take a chance? In the Republican primary, the last two elections, he's had conservative people going up against him. So if you're concerned, like, well, I just don't want somebody, you know, I don't want a Democrat. I'm going to put that in air quotes. I don't want a Democrat taking over the position. Okay, fine. Then just vote for a conservative in the primary. You didn't have to keep voting for Gaetz, but he keeps winning in landslide votes. So it's not just a vote red, no matter what. It's just people vote incumbents. They have over 93% reelection rate in the country. People don't pay attention is what it comes down to. So it's not just vote blue, vote red. It's deeper than that. That's why we need term limits, man. We need term limits. Maybe term limits would help people pay attention a little bit more. But then again, maybe not. Running super late here, so I'm just going to keep on talking. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on the news?
Absolutely, Bobby. Well, we are learning today that Israeli officials are saying they will not be voting on that deal with Hamas, the ceasefire deal with Hamas today. Israel says Hamas has reneged on important parts of that agreement. One Florida Jewish leader says that the deal was imperfect.
Do we still need to be extremely diligent in disarming and dismantling Hamas and Hezbollah and preventing Iran from getting a nuke? Yes.
That's Josh Sales from the Greater Miami Jewish Federation and the Prime Minister's office saying that Hamas created a last-minute crisis to prevent that agreement.
There you go. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, fill with this topic of the day.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Gaza ceasefire and hostage for prisoner swap is on hold. There's internal disagreement in Israel, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims Hamas is reneging on part of the deal, which the group denies. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor Michael Waltz on Fox and Friends.
There's some last-minute shifting. They actually have to prevent names on lists and a specific timeline for when those exchanges will be taking place.
President Biden says in a farewell address he sees dangers to American democracy ahead.
The strength of our institutions and the character of our people matter and must endure. Now it's your turn to stand guard. May you all be the keeper of the flame. May you keep the faith.
He's being honored with a military commander-in-chief farewell ceremony today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:32. News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got sunny skies. It is 47 degrees in Pensacola. Warrington Preparatory Academy being given a one-year extension to get their grades up. The Florida Department of Education held a board meeting yesterday in Destin. Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard went there to address the board about the district's grades for last year.
The reason I am here speaking with you today is last year we had 14 A's, 12 B's, 25 C's. We had one D. It is the Warrington Preparatory Academy.
And Leonard says he has seen improvements since Charter Schools USA took over the Warrington School 2 years ago. The school was granted a one-year extension to improve that grade from a D. Charter Schools USA Superintendent Dr. Eddie Ruiz said he believes that they could be at a C, possibly even a B, by the end of this coming school year. And this is the final year for the school's state-mandated turnaround plan. If the grade doesn't improve, the school could be at risk of being shut down. Two people are facing charges for a murder in Ferry Pass last September. 27-year-old Derek Stewart and 21-year-old Desiree McCants. They were booked into the Escambia jail yesterday. Stewart facing, both facing homicide charges. Stewart also facing charges for weapon possession and failure to appear. The shooting happened September 20th on County Walk Drive. A man was found dead in a front yard. Family members identified that victim as Larry Spires III. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger is now pre-filed to run for re-election in 2 years, in 2026.
I wanted people to know that I am serious. I am loving the job. I feel like I'm already making an impact. And I just want to keep that momentum going. We've done some amazing things in a very short period of time.
Hoffberger tells News Radio that she wants to continue making progress on some future projects, such as improving the Pensacola Bay Center, adding a long-discussed conference center into those upgrades, and an indoor sports facility that's been discussed on the northern end of Escambia County. Officials in Santa Rosa County say they're looking for a vehicle that was involved in some type of a vandalism property damage incident at the Tiger Point Sports Association complex. Now, this happened in the early morning hours on January 8th. Videos of a suspect vehicle have been posted online. Check those out on Facebook. The Tiger Point Sports Association and the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office have both posted those videos, and the vehicle appears to be a dark-colored pickup truck. If you know the driver or the vehicle, they're asking you to contact Crime Stoppers or contact the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Federal regulators apparently nixing an effort to get the Florida manatee back on the endangered species list. Statewide environmental groups have been petitioning to reclassify the manatee, which is listed as being threatened. Fish and Wildlife says their numbers have not been reduced enough, though, to consider upgrading their status, at least at this time. A ceasefire between Israel and Hamas would be welcome news for a Sarasota woman, Gillian Kay's stepson. Segui Dekelhen is currently being held hostage by Hamas. With the ceasefire announced yesterday, he was expected to be released, but now, of course, learning that that deal appears to have at least temporarily fallen through. The Israeli Prime Minister's office says they won't be voting on it today. They say Hamas has reneged on portions of the deal. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We have a vehicle crash with roadblock at Nine Mile Road and Navy Federal Way, so just be aware of that. That's causing delays on Nine Mile Road. Let's see here. Other than that, if you're headed up to Century through Molino on 29 South Century Boulevard, northbound and South Pine Barren Road, all the northbound lanes are blocked there, so you definitely want to plan around that one. Other than that, traffic is good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with a temperature near 60 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 40 degrees. For Friday, nice, mostly sunny skies, high near 64. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Early Saturday morning, showers and thunderstorms start to move in. 66 degrees for that high, high rain chances throughout the day. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 47 in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, and 43 reported in Milton. Your money now. This morning, markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up 32.5 points, 42,253. The S&P up just under 12 points at 59,61. NASDAQ is up 33.5 points this morning at 19,544. 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.669%. Gold price is up $28 at $27.4580. Silver price is up 25 cents at $31.78. And looks like crypto is kind of a mixed result this morning. Bitcoin is down just under 1,000 at 98.990. Ethereum's down 123. But Solana's up just under $6. No change in Dogecoin this morning, and XRP is up 35 cents as well. And TikTok is set to shut down in the U.S. this weekend if the Supreme Court doesn't intervene. Laura Westbrook reports that President Trump, who once supported a ban, is now looking to potentially save the app.
He is reportedly exploring an executive order to delay enforcement of the ban, giving the new administration more time to potentially cut a deal with a U.S. buyer.
And a law passed last year requires TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to either sell the platform or halt U.S. operations by the 19th. State Farm has canceled its Super Bowl ad this year because of those wildfires in California. The insurance company, which has faced some criticism for not renewing policies because of fire risk, says it's now focused on helping customers that were impacted by the fires and have left thousands of people's homes and businesses destroyed. The Transportation Department going after Southwest and Frontier Airlines for not being on time. The DOT said yesterday that they are suing Southwest, alleging the carrier operated chronically delayed flights. The agency is fining Frontier $650,000 for the same issue as well. It's 8:38. Our next news is at 9. We have breaking news anytime. And I'm David Wayne. This is Your Money Now.
We all want to change Washington, but changing Washington starts right here in Northwest Florida. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. With a background in finance, I have a plan that will deliver President Trump his $2 trillion budget reduction target. It includes eliminating the useless climate spending, which costs taxpayers billions while strengthening our enemies. Truth is, the climate agenda is not about saving the planet. It's a global movement bent on fundamental change, control, and massive wealth redistribution. It's an attack on our sovereignty, our economy, and it's a threat to our national security. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and an Air Force B-1 pilot with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one has more military experience in this race than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Sky, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Sky, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Monday, Fox News Radio has live special coverage of the inauguration of Donald J. Trump as the 47th President of the United States. Led by Fox News Radio correspondents Jared Halpern and Jessica Rosenthal, alongside Fox News Radio political analyst Josh Krausar, live from the nation's capital. Listen to coverage right here as Donald Trump is sworn in for his historic second term.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
This frivolous topic of the day today spurs from a survey I saw. 23% of American adults say that breakfast is their favorite meal of the day, yet 10% of people say that they scarf down their breakfast in less than 5 minutes. they might like breakfast, but they just wolf it down. 56% of people say they always or usually have breakfast. 57% say they usually prepare their own breakfast. So only about 50% of Americans eat breakfast. I'm one of those that doesn't usually eat breakfast, but I eat breakfast foods. I like breakfast foods. I like breakfast. I'm usually not hungry in the mornings and I'm busy and things like that. But if you were to eat breakfast foods, which are better, sweet or salty, you know, like pancakes, waffles, French toast, crepes, Dutch babies, cereal. Like, you like the sweet stuff or you like the salty stuff, like eggs and ham and biscuits and gravy and that kind of stuff. So which is better? I mean, I like them both. I like the salty and the sweet, but I usually default to the sweet. I'm going to default to the French toast. I just love French toast. I don't eat nearly enough French toast. I should eat way more French toast. And in recent years, I've been introduced to Dutch babies. Hello. Hey, John, have you had a Dutch baby?
I've never had one before.
Hello. It's like crepes, but fluffier. And yeah, those are dangerous. So I'm more on the sweet side of things. Where are you at? Sweet or salty?
Well, I'm both, but I kind of lean more toward the salty side with eggs and bacon and, you know, good old Southern country breakfast.
What was that? So, yeah. I mean, look, biscuits and gravy are one of my favorite meals ever, but I still default. I'm going to get some maple syrup and pour it on there, which, by the way, with maple syrup, I have to add the real maple syrup, not the corn syrup.
Oh, yes. I have to also.
Yeah. It's got to be the real thing for me. So what do you think? Sweet or salty? Text it in 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. While you're texting that in, let's get traffic on the fives real quick.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on West Nine Mile Road and Navy Federal Way. It's a vehicle crash with roadblock, and I'm seeing some delays in the area. So just be aware of that. You might want to planned an alternate route. I-10, I-110 are looking good this morning. Not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Which is better for breakfast foods, sweet or salty? That's our frivolous topic of the day. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. And I would like to know, like, what are the foods that you like? Like I've just mentioned, I love French toast. And now I'm starting to like really like Dutch babies. But which one? 850-437-1620. While you're texting that in, here's a couple other health-related stories. The FDA has gone ahead and banned red dye number 3 from foods. Now, RFK Jr., who is going to be over the health, helping America make America healthy again, he's already been talking about trying to address a lot of these food dyes and other additives. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of food additives that we have in America that are banned in Europe and other countries. And it's for health reasons. Red dye number 3 is an example. For example, red dye number 3 has been banned for 35 years in the United States, but for cosmetics only. It was banned due to the potential risks to cancer. Yet for 35 years, even though we had it banned to put on your face, you could ingest it. This reminds me of those labels on prescription drug commercials. They're like, use this medication and it can get rid of your eczema. Side effects may include dry skin. You're like, wait a minute, isn't that what? Okay. But then it continues on. Other side effects can include sensitivity to sun, heartburn, excessive diarrhea, heart attack, and death. And you're like, it just keeps getting worse as it goes on. It's like, but I just have dry skin. I have dry, itchy skin. And you're like, yeah, take a chance. I mean, you might, that's what the red dye number 3 is. It's just like, it's in things like cough medicine. Take this cough medicine and it can get rid of your cough. Side effects include horrible taste and cancer.
Put it all out there.
850-437-1620. I want to read your guys' text. Sweet or salty for breakfast? Which one's better? And what are your favorite breakfast foods? One more nutritional nutrition story for you. The FDA is proposing nutrition labels be put on the front of food packages instead of the rear. The nutrition, this gives me nausea just thinking about this. This is just so absurd to me, because I guess what they're thinking is you're going to be walking down a food aisle, right? I'm just looking, I'm getting my fruits and vegetables. I'm just looking for some fruits and vegetables and some good strong calcium milk. And then I'm going to get some good lean meats for my body, maybe some plant-based foods. And what's this? Is that some Oreos? Is that some Doritos? I think I might want some Doritos and Oreos. I'm going to grab those as an impulse buy right now. Oh, wait a minute. Since the label has it on the front of it, I can see that these Doritos and Oreos are bad for me, so I guess I won't get them now. Here's the thing. Anybody who actually cares about nutrition labels, I know this is going to be a shocker, but most people who care about nutrition labels have enough muscle mass to reach their arm out, grab the package, and turn it around to read it.
I mean, shocker, that's just mind blown.
I know. But nobody at the FDA knows this. Nobody at the FDA. They're like, nope. The only reason why people buy donuts and Doritos and all these other things like this is because they don't know what the nutritional content is and they don't know where to find it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sweet or salty foods. Salty, bacon and eggs with hash browns. Actually, that does sound pretty good. There's another one. Sweet. Have you tried this with some sugar ham? Oh my goodness. Signature fried apple French toast. Okay. Yeah, that looks pretty good. I actually had one time bread pudding French toast. Dangerous.
Is that good?
Very, very dangerous. Yeah, it was that good. Yeah.
Well, you're buying breakfast this morning. So yeah. After all this, man.
I know, right? I don't know. Sweet if it's quick breakfast, but a good combination of sweet and salty is the perfect breakfast. Now the text, Waffle House All-Star Breakfast is a wonderful medley of both sweet and salty. I do like the sweet and salty. Here's another text. I also only use real maple syrup when I can. I actually just talked to somebody recently who told me they hate real maple syrup. They like the corn syrup based, like maple flavored. I'm like, your taste buds are broken.
You're still friends with them or something? Because
it's definitely pushing the bounds of our friendship. Right
yeah,
now.
Like, that's what I was
don't
thinking.
Know if we could continue being friends. This is completely absurd. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. I got a little bit of conversation about Biden and his farewell speech last night. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas along with fresh conservative leadership right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Join Claimology today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's today at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I
like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was
stuck. About eating.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing.
Right.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
I'm talking about how much I like my sweets and my and bread pudding French toast, and now you're playing big butts.
Well, I was, you know, just trying to get.
I see how it is. Yeah. Got a few more texts about this. Sweet and salty maple bacon is amazing. Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
That does.
Somebody else here says, I check the nutrition labels on items before they come out on the manufacturer's site.
I wish I had that much time.
That's way too committed. That's way too committed. No way. I'll wait until I see it in the store. I'm still not looking at nutrition labels. Oh no, I'm not doing that. Salty, but the best pancakes I ever had were cinnamon roll pancakes in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I think I've had them in the exact same place, and those are amazing.
Oh, I remember. Oh yes, I've been there too. Love it.
Cinnamon roll French toast, so good. Oh boy. I got some fitness trends here for you. I was gonna share.
Can we do traffic real quick? Yeah, let's do traffic on the fives. Still dealing with the accident with a roadblock that happened on 9 Mile Road and Navy Federal Way. Seeing some major delays in that area, so just be aware of that. Also, if you're headed up to Century and going through Molino on South Century Boulevard and northbound, and let's see here, South Pine Barren Road, that all northbound lanes are blocked at this time, so you definitely want to plan another route. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So Biden had his farewell speech last night. I did not watch it. I had zero interest in watching it. Why would I want to watch the puppet talk? I have no interest in watching a puppet talk. The puppet in chief gave his little speech. I mean, come on. You really think that Biden knows anything that's gone on over the past 4 years? His writers know what happened. And so they gave him enough medication so he could be lucid enough to give a 15, 20 minute speech and read a 15, 20 minute speech. I mean, I had no interest in that. However, there was one little part that did catch me as I was reading on it this morning and reading highlights. Quote, we need to get dark money. That the hidden funding behind too many campaign contributions. You need to get out of our politics. Well, I totally agree with that. He also brought up something we talked about extensively yesterday. We need to ban members of Congress from trading stock while they're in Congress. Well, yeah, I definitely like that as well. But let me go back to the dark money thing. We need to get dark money out of our politics. Do you know what Biden did last week? Last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, he gave away Presidential Medals of Freedom. One of which he gave to a man named George Soros. And if you don't know anything about George Soros, just Google George Soros dark money and then you'll see what's going on. This is the kind of stuff I can't take from this administration. The hypocrisy is just abounds. But he did talk about oligarchies. That's been a big concern. And actually, give props where props is due. This administration has actually been very good at trying to prevent monopolies compared to past administrations. Don't know if that's going to continue on, but that's one thing that he did do positive. And so he warned against oligarchies and consolidation of money and therefore power. Four fitness trends to look out for in 2025. Team sports and studio-based workouts are trending up. Studio-based workouts like yoga and spin classes are up. And then people are joining team sports, adults joining team sports. Personal trainers are still popular, but they're down in the trend. More people are going to be on Ozempic and Wegovy and other weight loss drugs. And then finally, turning your workout into a game is more popular. People are using Apple Watch challenges, Fit badges, and more. Those are some things.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.